96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with my girl Nina Brown.
Yes, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our president, and I'm still calling him our president. I don't care what you say. He is America's president forever, but he will forever be my president. So I say our president, the one, the only, Barack Obama, did something very entertaining. And I want to tell everybody what he did because I think it's so cool. So, you know, we've all known, if you haven't followed Barack Obama before, Barack Obama is a very accomplished basketball player. And, yes, you know, he still balls out to this day. So how old is President Obama now, Nina? President Obama's like...
How old are you?
Trying to be slick, boy.
I'm not on vacation.
And you try to be slick again.
He's 59 years old.
Okay, so I'm way younger than him. So
yes,
all
way.
Right. So Barack Obama is in much better shape than I am. I will say that 110%. So Barack Obama showed out the other day, and when I say showed out, I mean he showed out. Barack Obama is an incredible basketball player, and people have been talking about it. He was actually at a fundraiser in a gymnasium in Flint Northwestern High School in Michigan on Halloween. And after he spoke at the fundraiser, he's walking out of the gym, and somebody throws him a basketball. Mm. So as he's walking out, he's all the way at the edge of the court. And he's walking out the door, and he stops, and he bounces the ball twice and throws a three-pointer. Ladies and gentlemen, it was perfect. You even hear the net go swish. But the most classic part of having Barack Obama be a black president happened after he sunk the basketball. I want everybody just listen and listen to what he says at the end. Listen to this.
That's what I do.
Wait a minute, Nina. All net, right?
He bounces
the ball twice. He shoots it as he's walking out. Understand, he's finishing talking. Okay, he's finishing talking. He's walking out the gym. Somebody throws him the basketball. He bounces it twice, turns to the net from the outside three-pointer, shoots a three-pointer all net, and somebody says, walk off, like shoot the ball and walk into the locker room. He's like, that's what I do. Play it one more time, Herb, because in this environment, we need entertainment like this. Play it one more time.
That's what I do, baby.
Hey, Nina, do me a favor. Would you please get me a hoodie? And on the front of it, I want you to put in them big letters like you made for us before from Bear and them. Just get me one that says, That's what I do. That's all I need to say on
it. He's perfect.
That's what I do. Perfect every time. That was so dope. But you know what? That just shows like he's a real person.
You know what I mean?
He's for real. Yeah,
yes.
That's why everybody loves him. He's like the cool uncle that everybody wants to have. He's the cool uncle everybody wants to have. Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, don't move. Still coming up. When we come back, we got to tell you what Maxine Waters says about black people who don't vote for Biden and vote
Auntie
for Trump.
Maxine.
Woo! Auntie Maxine got some words for you. If you ain't heard those words, it's coming up next right here at 96.3 WHUR. Now this sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR. Sounds of Blackness and Optimistic. A classic right here. 96.3 WHUR. Old school 90s. And now, well, our good friend, Auntie Maxine Waters. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Auntie Maxine. You got to love Auntie
Maxine.
Beloved. You know, I'll tell you what. We've had some great people in Washington and the House of Representatives. The great Elijah Cummings, who just passed. John Lewis, who just passed. But you know what? To me, Maxine Waters is right up there with him. Boy, she has been fighting aggressively ever since she's been there. She is not here for any of y'all black folk who cast a ballot for Donald Trump. That's right. She was on my guy Joe Madison's show on Sirius XM, in which she gave a scathing read, saying that she can't find a coherent reason to vote for Trump, especially as a black person. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to listen to what Auntie Maxine has to say. Listen.
People, Joe, I mean, I don't even know where any blacks would be coming from that would be voting for Trump. It just hurts me so bad to see blacks talking about supporting Trump. I don't know why they would be doing it. I don't know what's on their minds. But if we don't turn out this vote and turn it out huge, this man could end up winning again. And this country would go backwards. The divisiveness that this deplorable human being has caused, the confrontations, the dog whistling to the right wing, the white supremacists, the KKK, and they're coming alive. They're emboldened because they've got a leader who wants them to do it. What did he say to the Proud Boys? Stand back and stand ready. Ready for what? Confrontation. Yeah. Give me a break, Joe. We got to shout it from the rooftops that vote.
Listen, she also said black men who don't understand, she just doesn't understand. Black men who don't understand, if they're not listening to you, they're not listening to our voices, that they're going to have a price to pay. The years to come, if they help Trump get him elected, will go down in history as having done the most despicable thing to their families and communities and to their mothers and grandchildren. They will be shamefully be accused of having attributed to the lack of equality for life for the people they claim to love so much. Go ahead, Auntie Maxine. What'd you think about that, Nina Brown?
I absolutely agree. I was talking to a celebrity who is a multimillionaire last night, and he's a black man who is, number one, never voted in a presidential election, and then told me last night that if he were to vote, it would not be for Biden, it would be for Trump. And I was just, like, disgusted. Like, I was disgusted. And talked to me for an hour about why we have it all confused and the media is brainwashing us and biblically speaking. And I was like, bro, there's nothing you could say that would make me actually think that not voting is the right answer. But this is someone with multiple degrees, a whole lot of money, and still talks reckless. And that's what I'm afraid of for this election.
You know, an interesting thing is, so I'm going to try to word this correctly and not get thrown off the radio. But an interesting thing is when you talk about people like, and I know who you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about someone who all of their life, the success that they have seen outside of their field is all white.
Okay. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to a predominantly white school, come out. You know what I mean? Work for a billionaire white person, and everybody that you are exposed to that has money outside of what you do is white. You get what I'm saying? So when you look at people, like, understand, when you look at people like some of the rappers that have come out and said, hey, you know, I can see where Trump is coming from or whatever, whatever, they innately are overlooking the bad side. Okay? Now, I will never say that anybody is like 100% evil, right? Maybe there's some things that Trump does or says that are okay. But does that outweigh the bad that he's doing for your people? And that's the piece right there, Nina, that I feel that so many of us overlook. Because here's the thing. It is easy. Listen. When you become celebrity status and you make super money so fast, you automatically leave what you know. You leave everything you've ever known and you move into a different category that is predominantly white. So all of your ideas, all of your ingenuity, all of your investing knowledge, your lawyers, everybody around you is white. So you automatically in your mind are like, well, white people must have this together. And I think that's part of that psyche that goes into that. And it's really a shame, you know? It's really a shame. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We want to talk about this coming up next hour. You know, listen, we are, what are we now? You know, 15 hours away from the polls opening up for Election Day. We want to talk about it. You know, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? You know, what do you think is going to happen after tomorrow, depending on how it goes? And are you sure you know exactly how all of this stuff works? We're going to get into that, talk about it, because we are part of the community. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington.